If you're not traveling right now, you're probably getting ready to, or you know somebody who already is. Travelers are likely to encounter new security rules and enhanced screenings at many airports, and the Transportation Security Administration has come under intense criticism for these enhanced pat-downs. Many people find them intrusive and inappropriate. Colleen Kelly is president of the National Treasury Employees Union. They are launching a campaign to educate the public about why TSA is doing this. Ms. Kelly, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Amy.
Now, we've been talking about this for a while. Well, you know, who hasn't been talking about this for the past week or so? What are you hearing from TSOs right now?
Well, initially, of course, with all the media coverage about the change, anytime there's a change in procedures, especially one that is this, widely implemented and one that impacts so many hundreds of thousands of travelers across the country, it became clear that the TSA officers who work at the airports across the country and are playing a critical role in ensuring the safety of the traveling public needed to know that NTU was standing with them in doing their jobs, because the fact is they are doing and carrying out the policies that are put in place by TSA. These are not issues that they have discretion over. These are practices and protocols that are put in place to ensure the safety of the flying public.
The flying public still doesn't like them, even though, let me ask the question just a different way. The flying public doesn't like the rules. They just don't. That's established. TSA agents have to do what it is they're told to do. That's their job. That's been established. Are you still hearing that there's loggerheads, that maybe passengers are being rude to TSOs, or TSOs are having to, defend themselves? I don't mean violence, but you know what I mean.
Sure.
Like, people don't like it.
Well, anytime the passengers are angry or upset, of course, that impacts the officers and in them trying to do their jobs. They are professionals, they are trained, and they are dedicated and committed to ensuring that the skies are safe. I think many of the traveling public recognize that if the choice is some inconvenience or safety when they get on those airplanes, many, have vocally said that they are opting for the safety. But there's a clear recognition that, and the officers recognize this, that there is a comfort, an uncomfortableness about this, as well as an inconvenience, and that many passengers are being vocal about that. They respect that and their right to disagree with it. What we are hoping with this pre-holiday travel campaign that NTEU launched was to ask the public to recognize these officers and respect them for the job that they're trying to do and for the professionalism that they are trying to exercise in implementing what we understand are can be challenging directives. But again, if the choice is safety in the skies and the safety of the flying public, TSA is continuing to work, and we're all counting on the fact that they're continuing to work on those policies so that there can be the appropriate balance. But if it has to err on one side, I would think we all want it to err on the side of safety.
Now, let's get back to that national campaign that was launched today, yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Tell us how this is going to help.
Well, our hope was to reach as many of the traveling public as possible, so we took out an ad in USA Today, which is an open letter to the public talking about the critical role that TSA plays and the officers play in helping to secure the safety of air travel. It also involves an email message to more than 600,000 frequent flyers who have opted in to information about travel through different email venues. It has involved media statements and letters to the editors of over 20 newspapers. We're doing everything we can to get the message out there that the officers recognize that this is a change for the public, that it is of concern, but that it is their job to implement these policies and protocols to do everything they can possibly do while they are on duty to keep the flying public safe.